Good afternoon, Stephen.
Good afternoon, Mr. Devlin.
This is Subjectively Objective. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
I have a question.
What's your question?
Is this our second to last show?
Yeah, unless you're sticking around during finals.
I'm going to get the heck out of here.
You're darn tootin'.
I'm getting the heck out of here. This is definitely my...
We got two more shows, and for this show, I think we're going to spice it up. The last two shows, we're not going to play primarily new music. We're going to do our personal favorites. Today, we're going to do old-time songs, pre-2000s, and we chose our favorites, not our exact favorites, but some of our favorites. And then I think next week, we're going to play our all-time favorite songs.
Like our favorite songs.
No matter what.
Yeah.
And then that's pretty much it. We're going to talk about a little bit of soccer right now.
Let me read the PSA real quick. Some numbers to think about. The United States is less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending.
That is the third time Stephen has given that message.
Yeah, because it's so short. And, like, honestly, I know you guys don't...
Okay, so
I don't want to lose my job. Okay, that was a public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Freeform Radio. It is 4:02, second minute on the hour, and we've got some things going for you. We're actually live streaming the Manchester United Manchester City local derby game.
The best one in England, arguably the best in the world besides Celtic Rangers.
Celtic Rangers.
Celtic.
Number one. This number two.
And then River Plate and Boca Juniors.
And River Plate. Yeah, I was literally going to say that as number three. And then AC Milan, Inter Milan, and then El Clasico.
That's tough.
AC Milan, Inter Milan is one of the... Okay, you do your research on that, sir. Because
I know.
AC Milan...
All right. Right,
so
now, though,
a good weekend for... Oh, go ahead.
I'm just saying, this is a derby weekend. So we can talk about El Clasico, which you believe is not that significant compared to the other one. We're not talking about that. And Man United and Man City is going on right now. Second half, 0-0. But El Clasico... Steven, to my right, is wearing a Messi jersey, which I never knew existed.
You didn't know I had this?
Were you inspired by his performance to wear it? Is that what brought you to wear it?
Yeah, he's the best player in the world. For all you Ronaldo fans out here, I will take you to the house on this debate. He's the best. Messi's the best.
We can call a wambulance for those Ronaldo fans.
I actually think that Real Madrid will win the league because basically the status is they are tied in points. Barcelona is up on goal differential by a lot, by I think 20 goals. But it doesn't
matter.
But it doesn't matter because Real Madrid has played one less game.
So really, it's really close.
It's close. But Real Madrid is a very easy schedule. I mean, so is Barcelona. I mean, their schedules are easy because they're good. And the thing is, if Real Madrid loses a game and Barcelona holds, then they'll be tied.
Yeah.
And Barcelona will take that tiebreaker.
But Real Madrid has other significant games to deal with besides the league now that they're in the Champions League. So one could say that Real Madrid has more on their plate, and considering now that they let up that goal, that last-minute goal, and thus now it's tied, they could be in jeopardy to lose it to Barca. Barca only has to focus on the league. They might put all their eggs in the basket for that.
I think Barcelona will go undefeated for the rest of the season.
But you think Real Madrid's going to still take the title?
Yes.
Okay, so they're going to go on.
Just because they're in such good form. Like, it's easier to predict that Barcelona won't lose a game. Oh my God, wait a minute. We almost have a...
And we got Man City in the box.
And nothing.
Did you just say we got a goal?
We got a goal opportunity. I can't do that.
Raheem Sterling hits it with his mighty childish leg as hard as he can.
I have a harder shot than Raheem Sterling.
A rocket of 30 miles an hour, I think.
Oh my God.
De Gea grabbed it with his feet.
Pinky. Who do you think is going to win this game? Predictions?
I'm hoping it ties. I'm hoping the score stays because Man United is weak right now in morale. They just lost Ibra, no Pogba, which doesn't mean much because they had the best game of the season without Ibra
against
Chelsea. So hopefully the morale is okay, but right now it's looking like they just need to stay consistent. I'm afraid they're going
to
lose.
Okay, so back to the Madrid-Barcelona game. Did you enjoy the game?
The game was crazy.
Did you think it had the outcome that you thought it would?
No. I thought it was gonna tie, or if anything, Real Madrid was gonna win. That was crazy.
I thought Barcelona outplayed Madrid.
It was a really good game though.
It was a great game, yeah.
But I mean I hate seeing people like fight over it because Ramos got a red card, which changed the game completely.
Right.
But I agree. I think Barcelona was like a step ahead.
They put the heat on. They were passing really, really well, yeah. Which they do well, but it's hard to pass well against Madrid.
Yeah.
Which I think if Madrid improved anything from last year to this year, it's their defense. Their defense is rock solid.
But it's the same defense.
It's the same defense, but like just their numbers are better.
With Zidane fully in.
Yeah.
Maybe the system is different.
No, and he's a great coach.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm really happy he is.
He's a great coach. Well, I mean, he's playing with all-stars. Put him on a mediocre Premier League team, and then we'll see if he's actually a good coach. But for now, he's got a good record.
Yeah. So that's an interesting change in events in La Liga now because of that game. Barcelona, the title is much more realistic. Madrid, dealing with the Champions League, they're probably going to go for a good run there as well.
Do you think they should pour their focus in the Champions League? Yes.
I think Madrid has the advantage of being able just to focus on both. Like, they're just one of those teams that can. Where I think Man United,
right,
they're dealing with the Europa League, and they actually have to consider what they need to do.
I think their grand strategy should be winning the Europa League.
Yeah, I think, yeah. That's the easiest. Without Zlatan, easiest way to get to the Champions League now. Yeah.
You think they can still win the Europa without Zlatan?
Yes, I do. But Lyon will be very tough.
Lyon is going to be tough.
They're playing... I think they're playing Besiktas now. That's Lyon playing Besiktas. Never mind.
Besiktas.
Well, we're going to find out how they do eventually. I mean, I could see a Lyon-Man U final, yeah. But...
All United was playing Montpellier. No, French team? No?
Lyon's the only French team left.
Interesting. What do you think about the Chelsea, Southampton?
You mean... Oh, Chelsea.
Chelsea Tottenham first. Well, that was okay. Yeah, can Chelsea, I talk about this one?
Which one?
Chelsea Tottenham.
Yeah, let's go back.
Incredible win, FA Cup. We're going to the finals. We'll probably win the whole thing because we're gonna play Arsenal. No offense to you Arsenal fans out there, but you're not really seeing. This is not a good time to be an Arsenal fan. Oh my God, even though this wasn't a league game, it completely boosts the confidence of a very shaky 2-loss in last 4-game Chelsea. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, I was very on them winning the league. Even though the exact same positions from last week exist this week.
Yeah.
Chelsea's going to win the league. I mean, that game, they dismantled Tottenham. They dismantled Tottenham. Matic was one of the greatest Chelsea. Like, oh, my God. It wasn't even a close game.
I thought it was a good game, and I agree with you, that this does help because they just played the team that is scaring them and they won very well
4-2.
To say they dismantled them though I think is a little rough because I thought Tottenham played extremely well defensively and they just could not stop those last two goals. Hazard's goal outside the box
it
was a bad clearance,
yeah,
and then they got punished for it. Matic
was on, so what do you do about that?
35 yards out. So I'm saying Tottenham had a really strong defense. And that just shows that Chelsea is the superior team and Chelsea should be able to carry out the title even though they're 4 points ahead only. But if anyone's going to choke, I think that kind of shows that Tottenham has a little bit of that element in them where they might mess up at the wrong time.
Chelsea has a much easier schedule. Their final game is against Sunderland, the worst team in the Premier League, who is going to get relegated. I think Sunderland can't even catch up anymore.
They would have announced it.
Oh.
But they're really close, I think. That's like really bad. And yeah, Tottenham's playing Man U, I know for a fact. So they obviously have a hardest schedule that one game.
I want Manchester United to be the most winning team till the end of the season.
It's not going to happen, unfortunately. I don't think anymore. Let's see how this game ends out because this is huge because then Man U catches up to Man City. And then since Man U has a couple games behind Liverpool, they can surpass Liverpool.
Yeah, every point matters for you guys.
If Man U wins this game, third place isn't ridiculous, which is the craziest. It's so crazy because they've been in sixth for so long.
Yeah.
This is a huge game. I got to give props to Mourinho. I know he's spent a lot of money, but like looking at the team now, for them to play well against Chelsea and right now, it looks like they're doing okay, knock on wood. Like,
yeah.
He's doing well with his system. Having Fellaini starting all 90 minutes, no Zlatan, no Pogba. Rooney's out of form. You know, he's doing pretty well with the players he's got.
My prediction for next year, United 1, Chelsea 2. I think United will be the best team.
That'll be great. If they lose Latan, I think they're going to replace him with Griezmann, and then they might get James. So they're going to have a pretty stacked team next year regardless.
Yeah, they're good.
All right, and then a couple just tiny little things. Newcastle automatically promoted, which is not that surprising.
Yeah.
So Newcastle and Brighton
got relegated
going up
last year, right?
Yeah, back up. Opposite of Aston Villa. Aston Villa got in 20th. Now they're stuck in the middle of the second division, which sucks.
And oh my God, wait, who is getting relegated from
the second division that you're surprised about?
Yeah.
Wigan is stuck.
Yeah, yeah.
So Wigan plays Reading this weekend. If Reading wins at home, then they automatically go to the playoffs. If Wigan loses, I think they automatically go down. So they both have a lot to play for. Reading has the best home league record, I think, in the entire league. Like, they've only lost twice out of the 17 to 19 games they play or whatever. So this is a huge game for both of them, for people who, like, care about the second division, I guess. I'm going to be watching it if I can.
Jake Giler, shouts out to Jake Giler, going to be watching second division next year.
That would be funny if Reading messed up in the playoffs, because then there would be another human being that I know who actually would be following the second division.
That's so
funny.
Or
the championship. That's pretty much it. MLS, not much going on. MLS, I'm getting pissed off because I'm starting to realize nothing matters at this point, because over half the teams make the playoffs, and your best bet is to not get in first place, because first place means you're in a good run and you're going
to
mess up eventually.
Yeah.
So
how's Red Bull doing?
Red Bulls were on a bad run, and now they're winning. They just won a good game against Crew.
Will they make the playoffs?
Yeah, definitely. Right now it's not looking that strong. They're not going to get in first place, but I want... This is the problem with the MLS. I want my team to do not as well as they did last year so they can do better.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. It's because they're trying to combine American sport appeal with soccer, which is all about the league. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hope the MLS Cup becomes an FA Cup, which I think is not going to happen. I think the MLS is going in the exact opposite direction they should be going in. They're trying to get in like 30 to 40 teams, which is stupid. I think they should have a promotion relegation thing and
two divisions
league.
And a league. Yeah.
It'll never happen, but I mean, that would just make it so much more fun, more realistic.
I mean, I don't see why people in the MLS can't see that. That's the best marketing strategy.
I don't know why, but there's a huge divide. It's
glaringly obvious, you know?
It is. There's a huge divide between the USL, I mean the NASL, North American Soccer League, which is like Cosmos, like I don't know, all these random teams, and the MLS. So when they talk about bringing them together, second division, first division, the problems with the league and financials and like all these logistics always makes it impossible. But it would just make, I think they're worried that it would just financially ruin teams and organizations that spend a lot of money to start, where like in England and Europe, these
so
leagues have been around.
It's been happened since like late 1800s.
Exactly. So like there's more stability and more like it's more realistic for the teams to be where they are.
I guess.
MLS, you lose so much money, and then you could be like, wow, this team we formed 2 years ago, all right, let's just shut it down. So that's the problem.
How's Bastian Schweinsteiger playing?
Really, really well.
He's the best player in the league, probably.
I mean, Giovinco's still the best. It's just Giovinco's unstoppable. Incredible player. Should be on Italy.
Yeah,
but
I think he's an 80 on FIFA. Manchester United just conceded a penalty. Oh, no, well, they didn't. Manchester United is getting...
sit down, Sané.
Is getting like wrecked though. They haven't held the ball in the last like 5 minutes.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Well, that's it for us.
Let's play some music.
We got classic songs we'd like to play.
We got oldies on today.
So we're just gonna go back and forth. No time, no chronological order. We're just gonna go back and forth with random songs that we love pre-2000s. And I'm gonna start. I'm playing this song by a pretty, I don't know, debatable band. It's by U2. And I know U2 is kind of made fun of, or like kind of like the pin of jokes, because they're like so like, you know, oh, we're so good, inherently good for music and society, but I do like U2 and this song is one of my personal favorites, and it's from Joshua Tree, one of their best albums, and it's like one of the greatest intros of all time. So this is Where the Streets Have No Name by U2.
I love this song.
Streets Have No Name by U2, the opener off of Joshua Tree, critically acclaimed album from 87. That's also one of Steven's favorite U2 songs.
Love it.
We're watching Man United, Man City right now on the side. It looks like Man United is holding on to
holding on for dear life.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
So
being spanked.
But we're going to go to the next song, which is Steven's choice, and it is a Hendrix song. Such a good song. It looks like Steven is kind of forgetting what song he chose.
I know what song I chose. I'm just into this game right now. It's a good song. It's
it's an incredible
song. I'll talk about it after. It's all right, I'll just say it. It's Lil Wing. It's like the most complicated song to play.
And
guitar.
And my guitarist in my band plays it beautifully.
Impressive.
It is euphoric every time he plays
it. It's a great song. A lot of noise. This is what
Hendrix.
Eric Clapton said about Jimi Hendrix. He said, "Thank God Jimi Hendrix died young, because I would have been screwed." Basically meaning that
the GOAT.
Jimi Hendrix would have been the best of all time. It probably is the best of all time.
He is definitely in the top five, without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Okay. Top
regardless.
Three.
Yeah. If he continued, then
he's the Beethoven of rock.
It's such a good song. We got up next a song I chose. And it's a band that, shout out to my dad. My dad hates this band.
The Who?
My dad hates The Who.
What?
Yeah. The first song is also a shout out to my dad, because my dad and I, we love U2. But this song,
I figured I would like U2.
Yeah, this song is an ironic shout out because he really doesn't like The Who. But The Who, I like a lot of their songs. Especially this one. I think The Who are funny because they're just like the epitome of like bad rock and roll people.
Yeah.
They just blew things up, broke the guitars.
They were loudest band of all time.
Yeah. And the song is kind of cool. It's a little bit more, it's more like beautiful, I guess. It's from their album Who's Next from 71.
It's amazing.
And
let's give it, I'm excited.
This is Behind Blue Eyes.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free.
Described as the loudest band of all time.
You said that twice already.
I did?
Yeah, like right before the song. You're like, yeah, the loudest band of all time. And then kept looking at the screen. You have to... I'm closing the game while we're on air.
Okay, this is such an interesting game because I really want United to win. Okay, I'm cheering for your team. You should be happy.
Yeah, but you gotta put two things. You gotta put your mouth near the mic.
Oh, yeah. What's
and
up,
also,
guys?
Your song is up next, and you need to talk about
it. Oh, what song's up next?
Well, that was Behind Blue Eyes by The Who. One of my personal favorites by The Who. It's a cool song because it gets a little loud at the end. It's nice and graceful in the beginning.
Pierce, next you know song. That they're one of the loudest.
Really? Oh, yeah. And that makes sense because Keith Moon, he's loud. Next song we got is Steven's choice of one of his favorite bands, The Clash.
I literally love The Clash.
So much that you become British.
They are the inspiration for all punk rock, pretty much. Pretty much it was like, your genre of punk rock either followed The Clash or The Ramones. So, like, you were either...
What about Joy Division?
Okay. Here is either... Joy Division probably... Okay, listen. Okay, people like the Arctic Monkeys. Okay, Green Day, for example. Green Day's favorite band is The Clash.
There's a huge... Very,
it's crazy.
Clear
they
influence.
Love The Clash. The Arctic Monkeys, I read in an interview, love The Clash.
Yeah,
bands like The Clash really kickstarted.
They're one of the 3 to 4 pioneers.
Yeah, for sure, trailblazers, and they have a really good sound. I like them so much more than the other guys that started. Minus the people can argue like the Beatles. Like, okay, fine, Beatles are the best. And then I like the Ramones, but I definitely think the Clash are far more interesting than the Ramones. The Ramones are kind of like a three-chord, power chord, downstroke, like Blink-182 is basically similar.
No, I think the Clash are more dynamic.
Where the Clash have... Yeah, exactly. So I think I picked Spanish Bombs, which is an interesting song. The other thing that's cool about the Clash is that they play like their punk rock, but they have like reggae strumming sometimes. Which I think comes through in this song.
That kind of reminds me of The Police.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Police and The Clash are like, they're both of them actually, their impact is crazy. And I love The Police so much.
Yep. Police are great. My mom's favorite band.
I saw them in concert. Like super
you
old
saw Sting,
Police.
They're or did you see The Police?
Yeah, no, I saw The Police.
That's awesome.
They like decided to get together. Also, the drummer for The Police is the best drummer of all time.
He's so good, right? Isn't he so good?
He's the best drummer of all time.
He's incredible. There's some crazy things he's doing in songs like Walking on the Moon and stuff.
I love that song. We played that song for band when I was a kid. It was so much fun. Oh, man. Rashford's on goal.
Well, we got to go back on track.
Sorry.
I was looking as well. We're going to play Spanish Bombs by The Clash, a song off of the iconic London Calling. Those chords sound so good. Like, it sounds so ahead of its time, because I was in 79, right?
Yeah.
The Clash, London Calling.
That's the epitome of the Clash
ahead
of their time.
That's crazy.
That's like the best way to
do it. It's so weird, because that album came out the same time as Unknown Pleasures by Joy Division, and the guitar is just so different. Like, this sounds like it could be coming out, like, a couple years ago, or, like, a band could use those opening chords like that. Obviously, the lyrics and sound is older, but...
No, but...
Huge influence. Good song.
They're good lyricists.
Yeah, yeah. They got good lyrics. The next song also has some cool chords.
What is the next song?
Next song is by a band known as The Smiths.
I love The Smiths.
And The Smiths.
Van Morrison.
They were huge influences on bands in the 90s and onward, and like a huge influence on like sad boy music. Because
My Chemical Romance.
The Smiths did it. They honestly, like, they might have done it the best in the 80s.
They did
it like
the best.
Those 5 years that they were around, some of those songs, like, such happy, like, major chords, and then they just combined it with these sad, sappy lyrics. No one really did it like him. And this song, I think, epitomizes that, because Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now, which is the song I'm going to play, is, like, really happy sounding, but he makes it so gloomy and sad. It's, like, the coolest combination. So this is one of my favorite Smith songs, and I'm a big Smiths fan as well. Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now by The Smiths. Such a happy, sad song. Never felt so happy and sad at the same time listening to that.
I just feel sad, but it's good. It's amazing.
The chords are crazy. The bass, he's playing chords. He's not even playing.
He's playing two notes at the same time.
It's so nice.
It's pretty cool.
It's really unique. So the next song is
Big Audio.
Big Audio Dynamite. Steven has chosen this song. You want to talk about it? I actually don't know the song unless
they
hear it.
No. They just like influence. Basically, their impact on music has been like. It's hard to explain, but they were like the stuff that like our parents would dance to. Does that make sense? They were like the hip and trendy stuff of our parents' time, and like when they were in college. You know what I'm saying?
That could be cool.
It's all about like it's like not techno yet, but like synth sort of.
I'll see if I recognize the song or not. But all right, let's play it. Oh, E equals MC squared.
Great song.
By Big Audio Dynamite.
All right, we don't have a lot of time for the amount of songs that we got. So
we're just going to get right back into it.
What's next?
Next song I got is a personal. I don't know if it's New Order. No, it's by Pixies. I don't know if it's my favorite. It's definitely not my favorite, but it's so cool because this song is like a minute long. But these chords that they play like sound so modern, and so like it's just so ahead of its time. Like I would imagine like the Shins or some band just playing these opening chords, and then they just take it and make it the most Pixies thing ever. By the way, Fellaini just got a really stupid red card in the Man City Man United game. Aguero, well, first off, he got a yellow, which was a really stupid foul.
It was a really dumb foul.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Literally, there was no reason to do it. There was no counterattack, but he fouled Aguero on the ball while they were trying to move up. 2 seconds later, fouls Aguero again. Aguero confronts him, does a little... They both collide heads, like, really softly, and then Aguero dove, and Fellaini got a red card. So I'm pissed off. They're just holding on. There's 5 minutes left. They're parking the bus. But anyway, I'm going to play this Pixie song off of Surfer Rosa, which is their big hit album. First album was Caribou, didn't really blow up, and then this one had Where Is My Mind on it. And this is such a cool song. It's Something Against You. The chords are just way ahead of its time. I wonder if like the microphone was broken and they're like, you know what, let's just go with it. Cause it's just the most awful sound, but it sounds so cool. Cause it's like the guitar is kind of crisp and then like another guitar comes in that's really Pixies and it's like, I got you. I don't know. First time I heard them, like, that is so unexpected.
Yeah.
That's why they're one of the best. Talk about pioneers.
Yeah, they're pioneers.
they are the biggest for alternative rock.
More like crunchy alternative rock.
Yeah.
Like Nirvana style or even like your favorite band, Group Love. Group Love has been influenced heavily by them.
They just saw Pixies this week, by the way.
Nice.
So next
What's
song.
Up next?
We got we have two more. One more for Steven and then one more for me.
Did
next
I
song.
Pick?
Yeah, you picked a squeeze.
Oh, this is a really good song. I saw this song, City just scored.
Offsides. Woo!
Yes.
You just scared me. You really scared me.
I just saw
plus
goal
six.
And one.
Oh, God. They have six more. Okay, yeah. He's offsides, I think.
Barely.
Barely. Wow,
he's
that was
barely
close.
Offsides. Sorry for scaring you.
Okay, we have 6 minutes additional time on that
so
game.
So, this song I saw live, it's so funny. I saw the Squeeze when I was... I saw Squeeze when I was, like, 11. And, you know, their opener band, are you ready for this? Before they were famous, Fountains of Wayne. Boom.
Stacey's Mom.
Before
you're
that.
Like, what's this song?
Before that.
That's cool.
Yeah
that's why you showed
really
me a song
liked...
by Fountains of Wayne that wasn't Stacey's Mom that one time.
I love Fountains of Wayne. I'm putting
so
them on
funny.
Next show.
Oh,
sorry,
no,
buddy.
Your all-time favorite songs can't have Fountains of Wayne in there.
Mexican Wine, have you heard that song?
All right, let's just play the Squeeze song.
Let's play the Squeeze song.
Hopefully this is good. I believe you, though.
Squinting faces.
pulling muscles from a shell. Good choice, Stephen.
Yeah, good song. All right, we got one. We got to just go to the next.
Yep.
The next.
So we're going to head out. There's about a minute left in the Man City Man U game that we are biting our nails over.
Good song.
And
really
we're going to...
Really I'm gonna, good last song.
We're going to play one more song that I chose by New Order. It's one of those that I like from 1986. So kind of in the middle of their career. So this is Subjectively Objective. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order.
But not a shaky eye.
as I must have seen, talking junk through her giggle, little teenage dream. And on the phone I could not compete, my dumb luck, fake confidence was getting weak. And for a sec I thought I sounded sweet, but sure enough, in a gruff, faint voice, I heard myself speak. Much sense to you, but I'm trying to save you from all of the things that I'll probably say or do.
From 91.5 WMFO in Medford, you're listening to Atomic Bomb.